My guest today is Paula Yanishkevich. Am I saying your name right, Paula?
Yeah, that's correct.
Very nice.
It's not the easiest one. Thank you so much for having me.
How are you enjoying IT Camp?
Very much. First of all, I really loved the audience today.
Yeah.
They were very alive, mm-hmm. and they were like happy and so on. So still, there is one presentation more that I need to deliver. It's going to be more technical than the one today. So I'm really happy how the audience is going to react to that.
You had a little bit of technical stuff in your keynote this morning. But I tell you, I liked the non-technical part the best, the kind of the social part of it. But before I start, actually, I had heard a rumor. Maybe you can confirm it. I was at the Ignite conference in Chicago last week, and I heard that you had the highest evaluation scores of any speaker there. Is that true?
That is correct. I was ranked the best speaker of the conference.
Congratulations.
Thanks so much.
How many speakers are at Ignite?
1,100, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh, so just a few.
Yeah, just a couple of.
Let's talk about the keynote this morning. It was all about security. And I think we, as technical people, we tend to think of security as a technical problem, but often it's not, right?
Yeah, especially right now. I mean, we've got such amazing technologies that everybody already implemented in their infrastructure. But people tend to say that, like, the human factor, or in general humans, it's the weakest part of the security chain.
Uh-huh.
And my point of the whole keynote was to show that they really shouldn't be, because they are making the mistakes just because they are not a security specialist. So as a security experts, we cannot really rely on that.
Give me some examples of some human factors that are causing security problems in our world.
Yeah, like, for example, a simple social engineering. Yes, when, for example, they're going to find a pen drive lying on the floor, or the pen drive has additionally the corporate logo on it printed, which is completely not a problem. Everybody can do that, yes?
They printed the corporate username and password?
Yeah, I mean, well, that would be actually quite funny on the pen drive, yes. But I'm saying that there could be a logo printed.
Oh, the logo, I'm sorry.
The pen drive with the logo, and then they will check it.
It sounds official. It's got our logo on it.
Yeah, but, you know, I mean, what is the chance that they will plug it in or they wouldn't? Yes?
Pretty high, I think.
Pretty high that they will, yeah.
Yeah, because it's a free pen drive. It's there.
Exactly,
they can
it's
run
a free
upwards
pen
of $10-$15.
Correct. And, I mean, if there is, like, some interesting stuff in it, probably they're going to launch it, open it, and so on.
And that's a problem, because that interesting stuff could be malware.
Could be, yes.
And it could be running under their credentials, which could be high.
Yeah, that was actually the case that in between two countries, particularly Russia and Ukraine, that was a loud story, that one of the sites on the police station, they decided to attack one of the sites, and the opposite guys, they dropped the pen drive on the lawn in front of the building, and the other guys just picked the pen drive and they grabbed the whole stuff that was on it, and that's how they got malware.
Interesting.
That was pretty interesting. Mm. Even in such a sensitive environment, yes, people should be aware what is going on.
Education is really the issue here, is that we as governments and as corporations, as IT managers, we should be educating our employees
very much
to recognize some of these threats.
Yeah.
Give me some more examples.
Yeah, so right now there is a lot of cases with the CryptoLocker going on, and CryptoLocker is ransomware, so pretty much the malicious piece of code that gets to the user computer in some ways, and that goes pretty much through phishing, yes? So whenever people are receiving emails, and within emails they get information that please click here to open this attachment and things like that, the message is constructed so well that people believe it's real.
So phishing refers to a false email address or
Correct. A
false message that you think is from your friend, but it's really from a bad guy.
Yeah, and to spoof the email that it will be pretty much from your friend, it's very easy. Yeah, so I was showing on a keynote the email that was actually sent by President Obama, yes? Mm-hmm. And it was the bobama@whitehouse.gov. And to have things like this printed on the header of the email, it's completely not a problem. And that looks very legit, yes?
Sure, and if you can't trust the President of the United States, I mean, who can you trust? Let's face it.
Yes.
And so it may ask you to, here, click this link. And
yes,
the link, again,
would
contain malware, which would run under your credentials.
Yes, and one of the typical, I would say, issues is that within the user's profile, and then again, very simple things. Every IT pro knows that, but users, they simply don't. Mm-hmm. So whenever, for example, you've got some file that effectively you get to your computer through, for example, phishing emails and so on, then you see it, and just because by default in the operating system the extensions of the files are hidden.
That's dumb. That's a dumb default, in my opinion.
I think so. I mean, people will be so much like acting so much better.
Yep.
If they could see like, oh, that is a PDF, that is an executable, executable do not open, PDF open, or things like this.
Yeah. Yes?
But the executable has a PDF icon, and then people are, they just cannot evaluate that.
Yeah.
To them, it looks legit.
Mm-hmm. Is there anything else that we can do to protect ourselves besides just educating our employees?
Well, definitely. Pretty much it's always on the IT side, yes, because when people make mistakes, okay, they can do it. They're not security specialists. But IT guys, they got a lot of things to do, especially when I see how it's going on at the customer side. Statistically, the code execution prevention is simply not implemented. So that's what we can do. We can allow, simply speaking, whitelist, yes, in this mm-hmm. case, or blacklist, things that are trustworthy, not trustworthy, and then we are only allowing a certain types of applications. Mm. And that is the thing, yes, because usually, especially with the phishing that we mentioned, the malware gets in as, for example, an executable, and that's something that we can prevent to execute.
Mm, okay. I like you have a few examples here of social engineering thing. Just locking your workstation when you walk away.
Yeah, things like that. Yeah. So I mean, and again, IT pros they all know that. Yes, but users they don't, or employees. I always tend to say users, but for real, we are talking about the education of the employees.
Sure.
Yes. But yeah, they should definitely do that. But the problem is, I think, in knowledge about the value of the information that they protect. Because if they knew that things, the bad things may happen, and like the information loss can lead to the financial loss of the whole company, and then they can lose their jobs and things like this, mm-hmm. then they will know what to do.
Yeah, it's funny. I actually have. I think well, part of the problem I think is that IT people think that everyone thinks like IT people.
Yeah, a little
and
bit
I,
like
I,
that.
There's a little bit of arrogance in that. I think I've
yes.
certainly been guilty of that in my career. That just isn't true. I just people think differently, and they don't understand. I've joined Microsoft about a year and a half ago, mm-hmm. and we get lots of training on things that I already know. And I think, why am I reading this training? But it's what you said, to drill into your head
yeah.
the importance of something like security, like don't accept files from stranger, double check things. Of course I know that. But having it drilled into my head is some social engineering. I think that's the plan.
Completely. And that was this culture that we were talking about on the keynote, yes. So culture in the organization, yes, it's coming from the management. Someone invented the training, yes.
Mm-hmm.
You find it very easy, but you kind of read it and you were like, maybe it's important, yes. Maybe I should like implement it, yes, like this. Yes?
Yeah, I think what Microsoft is doing is I think the third or fourth time that I watch it,
oh, really?
It's going okay. to eventually sink
yes.
in. What else?
What else? Well, the social engineering that we were mentioning.
Yeah.
Yes. So basically, people are not expecting like other people to cheat on them that directly. But when it's about the information gathering, and pretty much if it's about the high price of the information, then people are capable to do anything. And I'm talking about right now about the thieves that's going to eventually come to the company and do something, yes?
Okay.
Do some damage or steal some information and things like that. And within the whole like idea of the social engineering tests, I saw only one woman acting in a way so that she really asked me the question like, I don't know you, like, who are you?
Oh, you gave a scenario where you actually went into an organization
yeah.
and did some bad things, or you,
and that
you
worked
acted
out.
You acted like a crook.
Correct. Yes.
And nobody questioned you.
No, nobody.
You sat at somebody's workstation. You started using their computer with their login.
Completely. Yes. So that was very much possible. Yes, people were not locking workstations. They were processing a very important financial information, and they were just like leaving the desk completely open, and then they were having lunch. Yes. So that is very not responsible. But can we really judge those people because they don't know what can happen?
Right.
That is the problem. So people don't realize that someone can come in and steal all this information from their computers.
Hmm.
So as simple as that. And all IT pro knows that. But it's just about matching these puzzles all together and getting the conclusion about what security awareness is about and what do we really protect. Can we afford, for example, losing information within from our company? That is a question to be asked.
So you're a consultant, right?
Yes.
You go into a lot of these organizations and you analyze their threats. Sometimes you pretend to be a threat.
Yes, very much.
How long have you been doing that?
13 years.
13 years. In your opinion, are we getting better at this or worse?
Well, good question. Well, first of all, I think we are getting better. Yes, because the more hacks happens, mm-hmm. the more aware are what can happen, and then more we are implementing the fixing.
Are we getting better at the same rate that the hackers are getting better?
We are getting better, actually on a better rate.
Oh, good. Good.
Yes, because the current technologies that we've got right now, they are really preventive. But still, what is the problem is pretty much what we discussed before. It's the human behaviors, misconfigurations sometimes in infrastructure. So in general, we are definitely getting better.
Okay. And you're doing a lot of speaking still, right?
Yes.
What's next for you?
The next one that is interesting one is actually the security intersection that is happening in Monterey in California.
Oh, nice.
Very nice place. I can't wait.
I actually lived there when I was real little.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm
it
so
was
jealous.
Well, that's before it was really Monterey. I'm pretty old.
Oh, come on. But that is the
what are you talking about there?
I'm going to be talking there about hacking, securing Windows infrastructure. I'm going to deliver the one-day workshop. And then I'm going to have also a session. I'm still like thinking about the subject. Probably something, and I think I'm going to do that, related to one of the newest findings regarding the data protection API. I was also speaking about it in Chicago. I would like to like make the subject even more deeper. That is about getting access to the user's encrypted information.
Ah, so this will be a very deep dive technical presentation.
Yeah, it's going to be like, you want to smoke a cigarette when you finish. Yes, it's like this.
I like the way you paint pictures when you talk.
Thanks.
Do you have an online presence?
We do have a website where pretty much we've got all of our tools.
Your company does?
That is the, exactly, yeah. Okay. So that is our presence. And we share over there every kind of tools that we are working on. And when I'm speaking on something, everything goes over there, yes?
So where is that?
The website is Secure, with the C at the beginning, mm-hmm. in this kind of geeky way, so Secure, Q-U-R-E, .us, and there is a tile, it's called Tools, and you can find the tools over there, but I need to say to everybody that is watching the show that every tool that has the Raccoon icon, it is not to be run in the production environment, because it means it's very dangerous, and it can be used as a dangerous tool, or it can be dangerous to you.
Ah.
Yeah, so it's Raccoon icon means danger for everyone.
You've been warned.
You've been warned.
Paula, thank you so much.
Thank you so much. Thanks. Technology is like a good friend. The more you know its settings and the details, the more you love it.